You don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to welcome it. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to welcome it. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to welcome it. Some of the things I say, you're going to find hard to believe, and you're going to say, that's hard to believe. Okay? Some of the things I might say might startle you, because, you know, we're so open-minded until we really hear something different. Right? I'm open to everything I'm open to.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what my open-minded is. I'm open-minded to what I'm open-minded to. So some of the things I said might startle you. Some of the stuff is going to be hard to believe, and some of the stuff may bring up a lot of resistance. Everybody clear on that? I really want you to hear me. Are you clear on that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not trying to convert you. I don't want no followers. I got enough responsibility. I want somebody walking beside me on the self-same road, moving in the same direction with us supporting each other. But I have no desire to lead or to follow. Because either position puts you by yourself a whole lot of the time. If you use the ideas, you'll see that the ideas are true. If you use it, you'll see that it's true. If you use it, you will see that it's true. If you use it, did I say if you analyze it, you see that it was true? No, I didn't say that, because analyzing will not help you see that it's true. All it's going to do is just confuse you. Take all the power out of it. Take all the meaning out of it. If you hear something and it really impacts you, sometimes people come up after the class and want to tell me what they disagree with. I don't need to know what you disagree with. That's just for you to honor. So you just don't use it. That's what you do with. You just don't use it. And if you hear something that really has meaning for you and it impacts you and you feel like, wow, my inner self is saying this is something I might need to take a look at. If that happens, then use it. Use that idea. Because in the end, it's about you getting in touch with your own inner guidance, you getting in touch with your own divinity, you getting in touch with your own true higher self, you getting in touch with your own God guidance. It's about you getting in touch with your divine self. So don't put anything that I say above the feelings of your heart. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. But if you use it, you'll see that it's true. If you use it, you'll see that it's true. There's something I want to share with you. But I want to do it sexy. To know you create your own reality. A major turning point in your growth comes when you begin to take responsibility for whatever happens. A major, major leap in your growth is when you start to take responsibility for what happens. When you realize that it's possible to create the life you want, it's possible to create the life you want, even if you don't yet know how, it's possible to create the life that you want. You and your higher self are the captain of your ship. You and your own higher self is the captain of your ship. You are the source. You are the creator. You are the source. You are the creator of your life. You are the creator of your life. You are the creator of your life. You are the one who reaches upward. You are the one who reaches upward. You are the one who reaches upward. You are the one who reaches upward, grows spiritually, and connects with your divine self. You are the one. Check this part out right here. You create
create your reality through your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intent. You create your reality through your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intent. You create your reality through your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intent. Your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intent determine your vibration. Your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intent determine your vibration. Your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intent determine your vibration. Your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intent determine your vibration. And thus, the people, objects, events, and circumstances you attract into your life. Say that one more time. You create your reality through your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. Your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs determine your vibration. And then your vibration determines the people, objects, events, and circumstances you attract to your life. Your vibration determines the people, objects, events, and circumstances you attract to your life. Your vibration, your vibration, your vibration determine the thoughts. Your thoughts determine your vibration, and your vibration determines the people, objects, events, and circumstances you attract to your life. Your emotions and your intent determine how fast you get what you're thinking about. Your emotions and your intent determine how fast you get what you're thinking about. Your emotions and your intent determine how fast you get what you're thinking about. Everything in your life comes from a thought or a feeling you have. Everything in your life comes from a thought or feeling you have. For your inner world of thoughts and feelings creates your outer world. Your inner world of thoughts and feelings creates your outer world of events, objects, and relationships. Because you create your own reality, you can choose any reality that you want. You can choose any reality that you want. Because there is a time lag between your thoughts and their appearance in your reality. Because there's a time lag between your thoughts and their appearances in your reality. Some people do not yet realize they create their own reality because there's a time lag. Yet you could trace every event that happens to people back to a thought, picture, belief, emotion, or intent that they had at some point in their lives. Every decision and choice you make is shaping your reality. Every decision and choice you make is shaping your reality. Every decision and choice you make is determining your reality. Every decision and choice you make is shaping your reality. Every decision and choice you make is shaping your reality. Every decision and choice you make is shaping your reality. Every decision and choice you make is shaping your reality. Every decision and choice you make is shaping your reality. Every decision and choice you make is shaping your reality. Every decision and choice you make is determining your reality. Every decision and choice you make is shaping your reality. The growing belief that you create your own reality is one of the most major shifts happening right now. The growing belief that you are the one who creates your own reality as you experience it is one of the most major shifts that are happening right now. So, I'm going to do a couple of minutes of this chant. It's just a thought I'd like to see manifest. I am sustained by the love of God. 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 sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God.